Our service this morning is a spotlight on mission. Just let me reflect for a few moments on what we've just heard, read from Acts 1 this morning. So I want to focus really on one verse, Acts 1 verse 8, which says, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." Now, the context here is that Jesus has died, has risen, and is about to leave his disciples. And not surprisingly, they might feel a bit uncertain about what the future is going to look like. And so he says to them, "When I leave, I will send you the gift that the Father has promised, the gift of the Holy Spirit, and you're to wait for that gift. And when that gift is given to you, the gift of the Spirit, God himself, his very presence, then you will change. There will be things that will happen because you have been given the gift of the Holy Spirit." And essentially what we see in verse 8 is that one of the key things that changes for these quite ordinary people, quite ordinary men mostly, is that instead of being quiet, unassuming, fairly normal, and in some ways quite frightened human beings, they turn out to be the beginnings of the Christian church. So what we see happen in Acts 1:8 is that we see that mission, first of all, is empowered by the Holy Spirit. So it's not just that these fellows think, "Oh, it would be a good idea to go and risk our lives and tell lots of people about Jesus. Who wants to join me in doing that?" It's not just sort of human ideas, human energy, human ingenuity. It's something that is empowered and stimulated by God himself through the Holy Spirit. Secondly, the mission that they begin after this period is something that is a witness to the Lord Jesus. See the word, "You will be witnesses." Now, witness is somebody who's testifying, and so something that they're about to do is they've had a private, if you like, or a personal interaction with Jesus, and now they're going to actually make that quite public. They're going to engage with other people and tell them about this person, Jesus. So the mission work will include things like proclamation, debate, public testimony, taking risks with what you say. It will also include other things, practical outworking of the mission of Jesus, good works and all of that. But it won't be just good works. They actually have to be witnesses to the Lord Jesus. And Christian mission will always have Jesus at the centre of it, and it will be empowered by the Holy Spirit. Now, the other thing to notice is that where this mission is going to occur. They're told by Jesus himself that you'll be witnesses right here in our hometown or in Jerusalem, the place where you are right this minute. Then you'll go out regionally to the area around Jerusalem called Judea. You'll go cross-culturally into the neighbouring region called Samaria, where the people are a little bit like you, but a bit different enough to make you feel like strangers. And you'll even go to the ends of the earth, which in the New Testament we see is probably the extent of Paul's missionary journeys into the rest of Europe. So mission is both local and regional and then international, and it starts with God working with a group of people in their own culture, and then empowered by the Holy Spirit, they cross cultures. So there will be many people who are involved in mission in their local church, and then some in the local church feel called by God to go further afield to other contexts, maybe even overseas. Mission happens both locally and in other places. So some of our mission here at church at St. Alfred's is very local. You've seen me commission a team who are going to be spending time this coming week working with people who actually live and their life is connected to this very locality. But then you're going to see others this morning whose focus is even to the ends of the earth with maybe an international mission agency. So that's the context, that's the background of my understanding of mission. We're doing this empowered by the Spirit. It's a witness to the Lord Jesus. We do it here and we do it there. Quite simple.